Tonight in New Orleans, the best players in the NBA are showing off a bit at their All-Star game. With the biggies like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, there are a few Boston Celtics on the court, as well there should be. The Celtics are far and away the best team in the league right now, 41 wins and only 9 losses. But here's the thing, none of the Celtics players is currently in the top 10 in any of the NBA's major statistical categories, scoring, assists, rebounds, blocks, or steals. For example, the highest scoring Celtic is Paul Pierce, but he's only 25th in the league. So how are they blowing away the competition? I asked Peter May. He's the Celtics beat reporter for the Boston Globe.
Well, you're making the same mistake that everybody else makes. That is that you're looking at individual statistics instead of team statistics. And you should be looking at the defensive statistics for teams. And if you did, you would find that the Celtics are number one in the league in points allowed and number one in the league in defensive field goal percentage, that meaning the percentage that their opponents shoot. That is why they're winning. They've been a competent offensive team all year, at times very good, at other times not that good. But they've been able to win because they stop people. And Garnett's numbers are down this year because his minutes are down. They're being very conscious of overworking him, overplaying him.
We're talking about Kevin Garnett, who was an offensive star with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and now he's with the Celtics.
Right, and what did the Timberwolves do?
I don't know.
Zippo. They did nothing. So these guys have all sacrificed their offensive games to A, play defense, and B, to facilitate each other and the other players on the team. They're a model team to watch right now because that's the way it should be done.
Now, a lot of the credit for the Celtics' incredible season so far has gone to the head coach, Doc Rivers. Tell me about the changes he's made to the team.
Well, he's done a terrific job for a number of reasons. He's got 9 new players, first of all, off of last year. Now, that's good because the players he had last year were not very good.
Yeah, they were just 2 games shy of dead last year.
So that's the good thing. The other thing he did is he brought in an assistant coach whose specialty is defense.
Who is that? And
his name is Tom Thibodeau, and he was with Jeff Van Gundy in Houston for a long time.
So, Peter May, there are 2 months before the playoffs begin. Can the Celtics keep this up?
I don't expect them to win at the pace they're winning right now. I think that would be unrealistic. But I don't anticipate them falling any lower than 2nd in the East. And then we get into the postseason, and then that's a whole new animal. There are a bunch of teams in the East that have playoff experience, have been there together, the Detroit Pistons being the prime example. And the Celtics have not this group. This will be all new ground for them. It'll be new ground for Doc, too. He's never won a playoff series as a head coach. It's going to be very interesting. They're a fun team to watch. They're playing extremely well. But once the postseason starts, everything goes back to square one.
Peter May reports on the Celtics for the Boston Globe. The Celts currently have the best record in the NBA with 41 wins and 9 losses. Peter May, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.